Hi, I'm Thiru Burton, and I'm a national track and field athlete. Growing up, I always used to follow my dad to all the sporting events he went to. So, like when he went to play football, I was always just a kid on the side kicking the football. And then I also used to follow him for his runs. So when he competed in like the Standard Chartered 5km or 10km, I'll also be competing in the kids dash. Growing up, I've always had a vision in mind that I will one day be representing Singapore. And back then when I was younger, I thought it was going to be football. So I used to play for my school team in primary school, and I was actually in the junior sports academy. But then moving on to my secondary school and JC days is when I picked up running. I would say my breakthrough year was when I was in JC1, because that was the year that I broke the national school games record for the 800 metres. And I also went to the World Under-18 Championships for the 400 metres and set a new national Under-18 record. It was the year that really got me dreaming about what was to come in my future athletics career. So I train like twice a day, almost every day. It's like twice a day on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. And then Sunday is our rest day though. So that's the day that we fully kind of, maybe I just do a very easy jog or I just completely rest. Yeah. Since secondary school days, I've been able to cope quite well academically. But the real challenge in my early career came in when I was in JC2, when I actually tore my hamstring. And that was quite early on in the year, so I wasn't really able to compete properly that year and didn't really achieve the goals that I wanted to. And I think that, of course, being my A-levels year, that effect on my mental health also kind of affected my studies. So I wasn't able to, you know, study as well as I would like to. And I actually had to like retake my exams the next year. Having done well academically throughout my life, and then coming to a point where I was actually going to fail my A-levels, I think it did take me a while to kind of process and be okay with it, because I've always had such high expectations of myself. It did feel very disappointing. So I think that experience actually has taught me a lot and made me into the person I am today, because it's very natural that you face setbacks in your career and as a sportsman and also in life. But right now I'm able to bounce back really quickly from any setback that I face because of the experience I've had in the past. Even in my darkest moments, maybe when I was injured for long periods, I think running was something that I always knew I was going to come back to, because it's something that I have the passion for and I know deep down that I have the ability to do well in. I think running will always be a part of me. Being a track and field athlete is like really a full dedication to your time, because apart from training, which I train about 11 times a week, it's not just about what you do at training, but it's actually also what you do outside of training. Yeah, I've had to give up a lot on social life. I would say that's a big sacrifice. Definitely can't do any late night outs. Yeah, I don't really get a chance to kind of meet my friends outside. Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, it's all worth it for me, because I'm able to do something that not a lot of people get the opportunity to. My full-time career is as a marketing and sponsorships executive at Singapore Athletics. One part of my role is actually to manage the social media accounts of Singapore Athletics. So posting about results, also actually writing reports for my teammates who break national records. And another part of my job is also handling sponsorships for the association. I think athletics has been on the rise in Singapore, so I'm just glad that I was able to also contribute, not just as an athlete, but also as an administrator. Yeah. Before a race, if I'm competing locally, actually I like to have a spaghetti that my mom cooks. It's just to make sure that I'm eating something that my body is comfortable with. I try to remind myself to take it easy on race day, you know, not to be too much in my head about the upcoming race, and actually to socialise. I find that talking to my teammates before my race and just joking around like normal actually helps me to not get too overly stressed. I'm definitely confident for the upcoming SEA Games, you know, because it's something that we've been preparing for the past sort of 1.5 years since I started running 800 meters. I'm definitely in probably the best shape that I've been. So it's going to be anyone's game, but I really have full confidence that I'll be able to do well, and you know, and I'm actually really looking forward to be able to be a part of the race.